Welcome to the Warrior Mama Podcast, as we learn how to apply God's Word to our lives in motherhood, finding in big and small ways that the truth of the gospel applies not just to our lives as moms, but also to our children's lives, so that as we stand anchored in Him, we mother confidently with our hearts at rest. I'm so glad you're joining me today at the kitchen table. Welcome back to the kitchen table. We are spending a week looking at one scripture passage, and that scripture passage is 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 14. It says this, it says, "And we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all." And today we're looking at that very first command from Paul. It says, admonish the idle. And we're looking at this scripture passage from the filter of how could this inform, how could this help my motherhood? And so I want you to look at this first phrasing, admonish the idle. To admonish in the Greek meant to warn, to counsel, or to exhort, to caution with gentleness. I think oftentimes when we talk about the word admonish now in the English language, we talk about it as if it is a scolding. And typically that picture is one of with an angry face and heat or anger coming out at the person to which you're speaking. But this word admonish actually means to caution with gentleness. The heartbeat behind Paul using this word is that this is coming in gentleness. And then the word idle, because that's who we are to admonish, the idle in our home. And I want to encourage you, every day we're going to unpack this, and every day you're going to see maybe different parts of your child or different ones of your children. And I think that this may help you see your children separately, uniquely, the way they are made by God and the where and where they are, their season of life, their season of spiritual growth. And this will, I believe, inform what you're going to do today with your kids. But the idle are the disorderly, the slack, the unruly, and this is my favorite in the Greek, these are the unarranged. The unarranged. I love that picture, that word language for our children, because aren't they so often unarranged? And we're desperately trying to arrange pieces of their life and put them together in an orderly way so that they have their life together so that they can be good or be happy or be successful. And we're desperately trying to arrange. But that's not our calling, number one. That's God's work in them, is to do that final spiritual arranging. But the picture of this word idle implies unruly, undisciplined, someone not keeping the ranks of soldiers in line. So if you can picture just all these soldiers just milling about all crazy, in essence, that's who we're supposed to caution with gentleness. Those personalities. How many of us have that child right now in the season of life you're walking who is constantly falling out of line or needing correction? The one who is perhaps insubordinate or disrespectful. The one who is wrestling with, are they going to obey you or not? Whether they're 2 years old or a teenager in that stage of life, we go through different seasons where one or more of our children are idle. They're unruly. They're unarranged. But do you know that Jesus delights in arranging what is unarranged? So much of my day is spent on admonishment and correction. So many no's, so many stops, so many don't do that's. And it can feel very discouraging, can't it? You feel like it's all you've done. But when we embrace this calling in motherhood that says, hey, this is one of the things we do. We admonish the idle. Isn't it good to begin to realize that, number one, it's expected in your home? And we should shift our mindset from, I can't believe you would make me admonish you, to the expectation of, I get to admonish you today. Why? Because it's coming from a heartbeat of gentleness, not irritation. It's coming from the desire to bring them back into relationship, not to push them away in a rejection because their behavior is poor. Warning and counseling and exhorting are disciplinary measures with our children, but they desire to seek a change. We're seeking to pivot them to the one who can show them his great love, right? So today, who are your idol? Who are your unarranged? Why don't you spend some time this morning thanking Jesus that he is the arranger of the unarranged and asking him to begin to arrange again your unruly idol people? And maybe it is also you. Perhaps you're a little idol. You need some heart arranging. Spend a few minutes today going, God, is this my? Is this a gentle exhortation for me? Is it me? Do I need more of you? I know that for myself, the answer every day is yes. Every day, I ask and I plead that Jesus would just arrange me a little more in his image and a little less like me. And he is good to do that. Thanks for listening this week to the Warrior Mama podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support other Warrior Mamas, I'll tell you that one of the best ways that you can do is you can just share this podcast with your friends. You know, sometimes we love to talk about the things we like the most for our face, for our life, for our kids. Can I tell you that it would be a great blessing to begin to share with other moms the things that God is teaching you and the ways that he is growing you in him? Our prayer over here at the Warrior Mama podcast is that this podcast is something that does that for you in your life. So feel free to share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and of course, leave a rating and a review. I love seeing what God is doing in your lives. And I look forward to sitting with you at the kitchen table again next week.